This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 7/25/22. The name of the patient is Germania, G-E-R-M-A-N-I-A, Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, Cardicare Associates letterhead file, Streco space, Finley space G. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 7/25/22. Referring physician Joseph Schuster, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 77-year-old female with history of dilated aorta, hypertension, syncope, and LVOT gradient for stress test on medication. Parentheses, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, Toprol XL 25 milligrams, and Lasix 20 milligrams, Q Monday and Friday. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Colon, normal sinus rhythm, comma, consider LAE, comma, early transition period. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 135 over 70, baseline heart rate, colon, 74 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for only 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 118, parentheses, 83% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 167 over 74 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19706, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery or correction. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited due to fatigue and an inability to go on to the next stage of stress. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress on her medication, but with a plateau after the first stage of stress. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 140 over 70 and a heart rate of 84 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 83% maximum predicted heart rate at a submaximal level of stress. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality, but off somewhat mildly off-axis in the apical two-chamber view due to body habitus. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with no systolic cavitary obliteration. Correction, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise with no systolic cavitary obliteration, period. There was no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram. Correction, new paragraph, impression, non-diagnostic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram for failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, but normal echocardiographic portion of the study to 83% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test 83% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the failure to achieve 85% by the submaximal level of stress with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period and experienced dyspnea at peak stress associated with hypertension and chronotropic incompetent and correction and attenuated heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. 3, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, decrease from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline hypertension. Purported to be on her medication with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with a plateau after the second stage of stress, raising the possibility of noncompliance with medication. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response, raising the possibility of noncompliance with her amlodipine. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise, suggesting the use of her beta blocker. With findings potentially due to beta blockade versus increase in conduction disease. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, non-diagnostic echocardiographic portion and tremor stress echocardiogram for FOA to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, but normal echocardiographic portion of the study to 83% maximum predicted heart rate, period. There was normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration post-peak stress, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Findings of, period, the absence of hypotension and dizziness argue against clinically significant LVOT obstruction. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.